I'm Laurie Joyner, the president of Wittenberg University.
Most universities are battling the budget crunch, and I'm sure Wittenberg is no different. Tell me a little bit about some of the issues that you're facing in terms of economics, and I know you guys have had some recent staff reductions.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think Wittenberg is unique from any other liberal arts institution that doesn't have a $1 billion endowment. Essentially, the challenges that we face are a shrinking high school population, a struggling economy, and families who are becoming increasingly price sensitive. And so part of the way that we've decided to deal with this is to do comprehensive review of all of our programs as we try to figure out how we can revitalize Wittenberg for the future. And so our faculty across campus have just completed an academic review process, and we have eliminated 29 lines. The great news for us is 15 of those lines across the institution were vacant and so didn't impact anyone directly. An additional 9 of the lines are retirements or projected retirements. And then we had a couple that are visiting positions where we simply don't have the demand among the student population anymore. And I believe there were only 2 that were tenure-track positions. So all in all, we were able to essentially reshape, in some ways, the labor force here without impacting a huge number of people in ways that we think will be very positive moving forward.
Now, I understand there's a sort of a budget shortfall. We're talking close to $7 million, and certainly you've just addressed that, how you're trying to deal with that.
Sure.
When you're going to recruit students and when you have students on campus, how are you reassuring them that there's going to always be a quality education there, even in the midst of a pretty hefty budget shortfall?
Sure. Well, let me make the budget shortfall issue a little clearer. So we're dealing with a $7 million structural deficit, and our charge is to resolve that over a period of 5 years. Just this past weekend, we brought our board of directors $4.6 million in cuts that were approved, and we do not believe those particular cuts impacted the quality of the educational experience here at all. Furthermore, we believe by doing this academic review process, what we're really doing is allowing some of the stronger areas of campus to be strengthened even more. So we're doing internal reallocation of resources from areas where we recognize we might not be able to provide the very best educational experience, and we're eliminating some of those so that we can invest more heavily in what remains.
Now, the liberal arts degree has come under fire. People are so-called experts say, well, maybe we should put a little less emphasis on that. What are your thoughts on that particular subject and just the future of education? How do you see Wittenberg becoming a viable option or remaining a viable option with students who are seeking to get a degree after high school?
You know, I actually believe a liberal arts degree is the strongest degree that one can get, and the research bears this out. I mean, if you talk to CEOs of large companies, there's been study after study that shows the sorts of learning outcomes that are best developed through a broad-based education, including things like critical thinking and problem solving and effective communication skills. Those are exactly the kind of skills that one secures through a liberal arts education. You know, I think about the AACNU, which is one of the premier groups in this country focused on higher education, and they talk about 4 components of a liberal arts education that really give students an advantage. The first is broad exposure to the disciplines, so the arts and the humanities and the social sciences and the natural sciences. The second have to do with those transferable skills that often our business leaders and CEOs highlight that I just mentioned, critical thinking and effective communication skills. The third has to do with personal and social responsibility, And I really believe this is one of the things that a place like Wittenberg does exceedingly well, because we're not simply interested in the intellectual development of our students, but we're also deeply committed to their ethical development. And the truth of the matter is, the measure of our success is who they become, not just career-wise, but as individuals who are contributing to the world and to their communities. And then the last piece that AACNU refers to is this notion of integrative learning. That is not just narrow, specialized, or vocational learning in the classroom, but how students really link what they're learning in the classroom with real-world problems that they might be addressing in the field or in different settings. So I think it's those four components that really distinguish and still make a liberal arts education one of the most valuable forms of education we can give. Now, with that said, I do recognize some of the criticisms that are being launched against the liberal arts, and I believe the way Wittenberg is dealing with those, as well as many other quality institutions, is by coupling that strong liberal arts foundation with pre-professional and professional programs in things like, you know, communications and business and education, those sorts of fields. You know, we just started a BSN completion program. We just started a completion program in criminology and criminal justice. Those are the sorts of programs that I think you can combine the best of both worlds, both the liberal arts as well as some more vocationally oriented kinds of fields. So I think that's one of the ways that institutions like Wittenberg are adapting.
How tough is it when you have to cut a program? I understand that you had to cut the minor and major in geography, and along with maybe something in the music program. How tough is it when you make that cut, and what do you do to maybe offer courses to students, even though they can't minor or major in that particular subject that's been cut?
Sure. Well, I mean, of course, it's exceedingly difficult to cut any academic program, and we do recognize that in geography, we had a number of alums who wrote in and said, you know, this really made a difference in my life. It was a high-quality program, et cetera. What we have tried to do is figure out how we could take those elements and those student learning outcomes that are offered as part of the geography major and minor, and how we might be able to infuse that in other disciplines. In this particular case, we have faculty members who are very strong in the use of GIS to inform all sorts of decisions. And so what we've been thinking through are innovative ways that we can still provide our students with training in using GIS, but not through an academic degree program. So there's lots of ways that we can take some of those same student learning outcomes and infuse them in other areas. And by the way, that is the only academic department that was voted to be discontinued through this first round of academic review process.
Talk a little bit about financial aid. I think most parents now, and they talk about sending their kids to school, they don't think there's enough money out there to get their kids to college.
Sure.
For kids coming to Wittenberg, kids want to stay there. What's the future of financial aid, financing, and education?
Well, you know, our board has made a deep commitment to ensure that a Wittenberg education remains both accessible and affordable. Wittenberg provides more than $35 million in financial aid annually through the generosity of alumni and friends of the university. This year, we actually instituted a tuition freeze, and I fully expect that to continue into the next academic year. And at this point, if, you know, obviously a lot depends on individual family circumstances, but at this point, the average out-of-pocket cost to families is about $25,000 for Wittenberg education a year, and that includes tuition, fees, room, and board. So what I always encourage families to do is to go to the admissions website, and there is a net price calculator that's very simple to use. You can enter just a few pieces of information and get a very good estimate of what this private, liberal arts, faith-based institution can provide for your student.
And let me ask you what you feel the next 10 years will look like at Wittenberg, and what are some of your goals for the institution, and basically, what's Wittenberg's future look like?
One of the things that we're doing right now is we're creating two groups, an innovation task force, because I definitely think institutions like Wittenberg are going to have to innovate and adapt, and we're going to have to do it much more quickly than our shared governance processes have allowed us to do that in the past. And quite frankly, that's because of the structural changes and the economic changes in the larger world. So we're bringing together a group of talented faculty and staff members to start thinking about how we can change our curriculum, how we can have clearer pathways to graduation, ways that we can leverage technology to offer this wonderful education to more individuals, figuring out how we can partner with other institutions locally and globally, thinking how to become a more global institution through an internationalization strategy. So I think all of those things will be part of the discussion with that innovation group. We've also established an integrated planning and budgeting committee, which will include all the different constituent groups on campus, and eventually will include our board, alumni, parents, and friends of the university to come together and identify those four or five things that we really think distinguish or make this institution distinctive. And those things will come to define the future of Wittenberg. I suspect there'll be things like embracing our Lutheran heritage, providing an excellent, engaged liberal arts education. A lot will be focused around student success. One of the things that I've been talking about since becoming president 10 months ago is that we really need to restructure and rethink what we do so that students are always at the center of our consideration. You know, we have to make sure that our policies and our procedures are meeting their needs and helping them develop their potential. And then, of course, the issue of leadership and service is core to our mission, so figuring out how we're going to infuse that all across the campus. I think those are the sorts of themes that these groups will come together to try to really define the Wittenberg for the future.
Great. Well, President Jorna, I want to thank you for spending time this morning with us and really giving a detailed overview of Wittenberg University and talking about all of the pertinent issues facing the university going forward.
Thank you very much.